One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do with it?
Have you ever felt that you were stupid, or that you were never going to amount to anything, or that nobody wanted you? Has anyone ever spoken those words to you? Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, and you've just tuned in to the 5-minute radio show that will change your life and the lives around you. When I was a little girl, I grew up with two boys. I was a triplet. I was one of three. Now, my brothers, they were into the boy stuff. They always had to be the hero. They always had to win. And I, on the other hand, was into the girl stuff. I was always the princess, and I loved the fairy tales. I especially loved the story of Cinderella because I loved the ending. The girl got her prince, and they lived happily ever after. And as a little girl, and even a big girl, we all want that. We want our prince, and we want to live happily ever after. Now, we all know the story of Cinderella. It's been told many times, different versions. Cinderella was the beautiful stepdaughter of a wicked stepmom who had two daughters with really mean, ugly attitudes. And no matter what Cinderella did, no matter how hard she tried, she could never please her stepmom. All she ever heard was, "Cinderella, you are so stupid. Cinderella, you are never going to amount to anything. Nobody wants you." Now, what's interesting about this story, when I was a teenager, I could have written it. I thought I had it all. I had the big house, the chores that never got done. I had the stepmom and the two stepsisters. Now, I'm not saying that my stepsisters had the bad, ugly attitudes. They didn't. And I'm not saying that I was the girl that every guy wanted to date. I wasn't. I was a little shy, a little skinny. But I knew I had something that was special, and that was compassion. I had a heart for others. I would have done anything for anybody. But no matter how hard I tried, no matter what I did, I could never please my stepmom. All I ever heard was, "Terry, you are so stupid. Terry, you are never going to amount to anything. Nobody wants you." And you know, those words, they brought me down and they kept me down. And I actually started to believe them until one day I had enough. Something had to change. Something had to give. Now, I loved to hike up this hill that was on our property. And when I reached the top, I stood at a small cliff that overlooked our large pond. I stood there for a moment, and those words kept ringing in my ears. "You are so stupid. You are never going to amount to anything. Nobody wants you." I stood there for a moment, and then I took two steps back. I stretched out my arms, I closed my eyes, and I cried out to Jesus, "Jesus, I don't know you very well. I don't even know if you're real. But someone told me you loved me and you wanted my life. I don't know why. I'm never going to amount to anything. But if it's true, I am going to give you my life today. It is yours." And at that moment, I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit wrap his sweet arms around me. And his glass slipper was a perfect fit. And instead of hearing those words, "Terry, you are stupid," my heart heard, "I think you're brilliant." Instead of hearing, "You're never going to amount to anything," my heart heard, "You will do great things through me." And instead of hearing, "Nobody wants you," my heart heard, "I want you." My life illustrates the power of one. My life was changed by Jesus when he chose one man, one woman, one family that changed the direction of my life. And because of them, I, the one girl who was never going to amount to anything, now has a ministry that has reached millions worldwide. Oh, my friend, don't believe the lies that are thrown at you. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And today he chooses you to impact the lives around you. Please join me at www.oneimpactbible.com to reach others with his message. And until next time, be the one.